Rico came to the table with a Lions discussion, a classic barbershop debate. Who is more responsible? Who gets more credit? Who is the bigger catalyst? I think he said who's been more beneficial, whatever word you want to use, for the Lions' success. Is it Dan Campbell or is it Brad Holmes?
Is it, I mean, this is the classic chicken or the egg. Is it the guy that acquires the talent or is it a guy that coaches the talent? Because you can't be a great coach without great players. But, if you don't have a good coach, all of that talent might not mean anything.
It was the old Parcells bit about, like, the groceries and who's preparing the groceries and do you get to pick out the groceries. They're on the same page, and they're both great additions for the Lions. So this isn't one of those where there's a wrong answer, and that's what they were stressing. Hey, it's just when I ask the question, who is the answer that pops into your head? Who is more responsible, Campbell or Holmes?
For me, and I kind of hate to do this because I know that the guy that took my side, I don't normally take the same side as him, but Rieger was on the Dan Campbell train, and I am as well. I think the culture, you can have a lot of different guys in that locker room, but you've got to have great leadership from your head coach. You've got to set a standard. You've got to make sure that everybody understands what that standard is, both in the locker room, in the weight room, in the meeting room, and then ultimately on the practice field. And when it comes time for game time, Dan Campbell is the one that has set all of that. He's the one that is hired as assistant coaches that have gone out there. And this is where you get into acquiring talent. And we heard from Terrell Williams earlier. We're going to hear from him again a little bit later in the show. You are able to go out there. He does. He's part of the conversation in terms of, hey, this is what I think about these draftable players. This is what I think about these free agents. Brad Holmes is the one that acquires those. But Dan Campbell's the one that goes out there and hires the coaches, that ultimately coaches the players. And I think Dan Campbell is more responsible for where the Lions are now than Brad Holmes. Anytime we take a side, it feels like we're throwing somebody under the bus.
John, he's drafted multiple All-Pros. Benay Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He found St. Brown in the fourth. How could you?
Here's what I love about both of these guys. And when we talked to Rod Wood, he highlighted the fact that neither of these guys knew each other before they were hired. And to be able to make that match, get these results from two guys in the same business with different positions that didn't know each other, didn't know how each other was going to work or their personalities, they have matched up so well to produce what we have now with the Detroit Lions. That to me is amazing. And but either of them are egoless. Brad Holmes isn't going to care if I pick – he's not going to care what I say at all, but he's not going to care that people are giving or if they do give Dan Campbell more credit for the success as well as Dan. He doesn't care if the credit goes to Brad Holmes, if it goes to Sheila, if it goes to Jared Goff. All they simply are focused on is winning. That's what is beautiful about it. But I think in this discussion, I got to tip my hat to Dan Campbell.
Campbell sets the tone. He sets the outline for Holmes to pour the players into the mold, right? Without Campbell's standard, Holmes is just drafting really good football players, which is important, but it has to coexist as a team. When Troy Weaver was running the Pistons, there was this thought that he was drafting, quote, the best players available. But they didn't fit together as a team.
Yeah.
Coaching helps bring together a team, especially on a football team where you have so many different personality types, skill sets. How do you build an identity? The coach builds the identity. So to settle their debate, Rico said Holmes, Rieger said Campbell. You and I are on the same page.
Campbell.
It's Campbell. We'll settle the debate. To me, it's Dan Campbell who gets more credit, who's been a bigger catalyst for this. That doesn't diminish what Holmes has done, but if Campbell doesn't set the standard for the type of football players they want, if he doesn't build the identity around grit and culture, you could draft really talented players. They get put into a dysfunctional situation. They never play to their potential. Campbell's getting the most out of his guys, so I think he's the one that deserves more credit.
I'd like to flip the tables on Rico and ask him the same question about his team. Is it Shanahan, who has been very good with a number of different quarterbacks, or is it Lynch, who obviously found and drafted Mr. Irrelevant, and now he's the starting quarterback for the Niners. But Lynch is also the one that, traded up to get a quarterback that never saw much time, isn't on the roster anymore. He's now in Dallas. And so it's I wonder from his perspective, or does it vary from team to team?
It does, I think. I think the other thing we just don't know is we hear about Holmes and Campbell being on the same page with players. How many of these guys would Campbell have advocated for whether Holmes was here or not? You know what I mean? Like, would he have said, I need to get Sam Laporta, just to use an example? Yeah. Or would he have said, I support taking a running back early? Like, we give Holmes credit for those bold decisions.
Yeah.
If Campbell was on board from the get-go, they could have been Campbell decisions. Well, I know Holmes ultimately is the guy who will be judged on him, and he's the final say. He's the team's general manager. But we don't know that Campbell doesn't have the same eye for talent that Holmes does.
Well, and that's, I mean, okay, so we also don't know it. And here's where I continue to go with Dan Campbell, because he's the one hiring. He's also the one firing coaches.
Yeah.
And Anthony Lynn wasn't doing what Dan Campbell wanted, so he didn't fire him in the moment. He just said, I'm going to take over play calling in year one. And then all of a sudden, the offense started to find a little bit of rhythm. He puts Ben Johnson in place after the season, and now we're sitting here talking about a top five, if not the best offense in all of football. So is it Ben Johnson's offense? Is it Dan Campbell's offense? We know it's his vision. And so that's where I go to. Dan Campbell has the biggest impact on this team because he's the one that is in the locker room. He's the one in the meetings. He's the one that is hiring, firing coaches. He's the one that is, you know, they're developing the players. It's a more hands-on approach in a day-in, day-out basis for Dan Campbell.
Texter says, you guys are forgetting something. 2021, Dan was 3-13. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science, guys. It's Hans, the Uber driver. The implication there is Campbell might still be mired in losing seasons if Brad Holmes doesn't prime the roster with all these all-pros.
Well, again, so that's why it's kind of an impossible question.
That's why it's a classic. You're at the barbershop or the sports bar, and you get all fired up about it. They're both good answers.
Yeah, but I would also say at that time, the same argument I just brought up, the offense wasn't operating the way that Dan Campbell wanted it to be operated. Not being called. So he made changes, and they hadn't won any games. All of a sudden, he takes over, and it wasn't like a windfall of wins, but at that time, three of them felt pretty damn good.
Well, and it's Ben Johnson, who promoted Ben Johnson, who identified Ben Johnson, empowered Ben Johnson. Terrell Williams, how do you poach a coach? You got to have a reputation of a guy like Dan Campbell who makes the phone call, sells the guy, builds the vision. Do guys want to play in Detroit because Brad Holmes is a great general manager? Probably. Are they more so wanting to play because Dan Campbell's the head coach? I think that's the bigger deal, right?
Well, yeah, they want to play in Detroit because, I mean, yes, they want to play for Dan Campbell, but they also know if they produce, they're going to get paid by Brad Holmes.
Well, and that's the argument for him is he drafted well, and he's taking care of his guys, and he beat everybody to market and got better deals than all the other teams in the league with guys who are cornerstone players with their best football still ahead of them. Texter says, you guys are missing this. This is not a two-part question. I think the answer is Chris Spielman. He's responsible for both.
Okay, initially. Yeah, I mean, how much of a decision maker was he at that time in regards to telling Sheila, you need to hire Dan Campbell or you need to hire Brad Holmes? He was a part of that interview process.
Yeah.
But since then, what's the relationship? This is where we would love, and we got a little bit of a chance to see it behind the scenes with Hard Knocks, but you never get the full picture. How much is he involved with, acquiring players, of talking to the defense, the linebackers? Like, how much is he impactful on a day-in, day-out basis? I mean, some would argue, that maybe he is on a daily basis. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's just him setting the culture originally that everybody else is following.
Yeah, but this is Dan Campbell's culture.
No question.
And I think that's what I just keep coming back to. Texter says it's 100% Campbell. Holmes has been phenomenal. No knock at all. But the head coach is the leader of the culture. If we had Holmes but still had a rocket scientist at head coach, culture wouldn't be where it is today. That's a different way of looking at it. If it's Bob Quinn with Dan Campbell or Brad Holmes with Matt Patricia, which version of the organization is better? Both of them would be saddled with a problem, but I think Dan Campbell would say, hey, I'd have Taylor Decker and Frank Ragnow, and I'd get these gritty you-know-whats to play their best football. They wouldn't be a Super Bowl-caliber team without Brad Holmes, but I think they'd be better than the alternative where Brad Holmes is drafting all these really good players and Matt Patricia can't get anybody to buy in,
right?
Doesn't have any ability to get stops on his defense late in games. It would be wasted. Brad Holmes would be wasted by Matt Patricia.
Well, but here's the thing about Bob Quinn. We heard that Matt Patricia wanted Derrick Brown. Like, that was the guy that he wanted, and then ultimately it was Jeff Okuda that was taken by Dan Quinn. I think Brad Holmes does a great job of listening to what Dan Campbell wants. To, and if if Dan Quinn wasn't going to listen to his coach, and maybe rightfully so at that time, but if that's the trait of him as a general manager, I'm going to give you the players, you shut up and coach, then I think there's always going to be that disconnect.
Rick, you want to settle this debate started by the afternoon show. Both great guys who've made big impacts in Detroit. Who deserves more credit?
Yeah, I'm going Dan Campbell. Here's the reason why, guys. I think in the NFL, turnovers, the battle of turnovers, all coaches say we want to win the turnover battle. We got a great chance of winning the game. You generate turnovers by being physical. Dan Campbell exudes physicality. And up front on the offensive and defensive line, you have to play with an attitude. They see Dan. They know that's what he brings. To hit on a good player in the first and second round, I mean, that doesn't take a rocket science.
You're saying, hey, Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell were the best players on the board. They're two cornerstone players, not to take away from Brad Holmes, but a little easier job than the job Campbell has had to do, which is build everything up from the studs.
Yeah, I would have went after Will Anderson, myself personally, you know, from Bama. But, you know, you get good players in the first and second rounds. Dan Campbell brings the physicality that you need to play with to win. And back to the turnover thing I'm bringing, that these players see him and will run through a wall for him, and I think they play way more physical football.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you could say that Penei Sewell fell into his lap. You could say Aiden Hutchinson fell into his lap.
St. Brown
Jahmyr
didn't,
Gibbs didn't.
No.
And, I mean, Sam Laporta didn't.
No.
Derek can't. I mean, you go down the list of players that Brad Holmes has been able to identify.
Kirby Joseph.
Tyrion Arnold.
Yeah.
And now TBD.
Creative in moving up to get him, though. Yeah, exactly.
Creative in moving up to get him and just being able to jump ahead of whether it's the Packers or any other team that has said, you know, since that was a guy that they had targeted.
248-539-9797. We're out at Lions camp. There's been a little discussion going on at the station. We decided to settle the debate. You guys can help us do that. It's 97.1.